Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. It is June 24th of 2012. What I'm going to do today is something that I had done a couple of podcasts on a few years back now. I think it was, at least 2 to 3 years ago. It was called the Random Podcast. In fact, if what I'll do is in this audio boo, I'll put a link to my podcasting site. I've revamped it. I've reawakened it. I've got some old podcasts on Star Trek on there. But one of the things I started doing is doing something called the Random Podcast. What I would do is take a book that I have in front of me called The 14,000 Things to Be Happy About. It's a book by Barbara Ann Kepfer. And she basically started making lists some 25 to 30 years ago of just things that she liked, things that made her happy. And so it's basically a book of a list of things. There's no rhyme or reason to it. It's just a list, a huge list. So what I do with it is I close my eyes, as I have now, and you can probably hear it here. I'm just leafing through the book randomly. Then I open up the page and I kind of put my finger on the page, scroll down to whatever, sometimes at the bottom, sometimes at the top. It doesn't really matter. Kind of try them doing randomly, and then I stop. I open my eyes, and whatever it falls upon, I try to talk about for 5 to 10 minutes. Obviously, at this point in the game, I've only got 3 minutes on this audio boo. So let's see what I've fallen upon. The hard-fought decision on what toppings to order, on a pizza. That is the item that I've fallen upon. Wow, the hard-fought decision on what toppings to order on a pizza. One thing I've noticed about pizza toppings is they've become quite imaginary. Or rather, they have a lot of imagination now. You can get pineapple and you know, the usual standard when they first originally invented the pizza in Milan, Italy, was tomatoes, cheese, and oregano. That was it. That was the basic pizza, and that's the pizza that I grew up with throughout my whole childhood. My mother used to make these huge pizzas, and that's what she would put on them. Nothing more. Just, obviously, the pizza dough, her famous pizza sauce, lots and lots and lots and lots of mozzarella, and lots of oregano. I do remember a lot of oregano on our pizzas. And that was it. There was no such thing as pineapples or anchovies or pepperoni. So all of these things later on in life, as I got older and we started, you know, hanging out with friends and ordering pizza, that was all new to me. And they would kind of look at me strangely, and yet this was new to me, this idea of putting, especially pineapple and ham. That one blew me away. The Hawaiian pizza. Wow. Now, what I'd like to know, since this is an audio boo, and I want this to be a little bit more interactive than, say, my random podcast that I do, is what do you like on your pizza? At this point in the game, I like a pretty plain pizza. My wife and my daughter both like Hawaiian, more my wife than my daughter. My daughter loves her pepperoni pizza. I unfortunately have to be careful because of my dietary concerns of sodium. I've got to stay away from salt. So obviously, no ham for me, no pepperoni. I usually make my own pizzas here at home, and I even cut down the sodium, or rather the salt, in the dough itself, because we have a bread maker that makes wonderful pizza dough. And yeah, I can put in less salt, and then I try to use low sodium tomato sauce and other good stuff. That's it. Hope you enjoyed my first random boo.